Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Plant-based nutrition appears to be the most critical component of Blue Zone longevity. They all center their diets around whole plant foods. So they're minimizing processed foods, meat, sugar, dairy, eggs, salt, maximizing fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, which are beans, split peas, chickpeas, and lentils, mushrooms, nuts and seeds, herbs and spices, basically real food that grows out of the ground. These are our healthiest choices.
You are here for a reason, but navigating this human life can be challenging. How do you care for your body, mind, and spirit to make the most of your time here on Earth? How can you harness your incredible human potential? In this podcast, we explore these questions and more to help you craft your best life yet. Welcome to I Am Human. Hello, humans, and welcome to another episode of I Am Human. I am Dr. Yami, and I am so excited to be here with you again today. Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and best of all, share my episode with somebody that you love. It really does make a difference. To be human means that we will all be subject to the effects of aging and disease, and we might become a passive part of the cycle. But it also means that we can use evidence-based diet and lifestyle habits and behaviors to reduce our risk of disease and increase our longevity so that we can have more time to enjoy our time here on Earth and contribute to those around us. My guest today is an expert of lifestyle medicine and works tirelessly to bring us evidence-based information so that we can all live long, healthy lives. Dr. Michael Greger is a founding member and fellow of the American College of Lifestyle Medicine. He is a physician, New York Times bestselling author, and internationally recognized speaker on nutrition, food safety, infectious disease, and public health issues. Dr. Greger is the founder of the nonprofit organization NutritionFacts.org, a public service that provides free access to the latest peer-reviewed research in nutritional science via bite-sized video. He has lectured at the Conference on World Affairs, testified before Congress, and was invited as an expert witness in the defense of Oprah Winfrey in the infamous meat defamation trial. In 2017, Dr. Greger was honored with the ACLM Lifestyle Medicine Trailblazer Award. He is a graduate of Cornell University School of Agriculture and Tufts University School of Medicine. Three of his recent books, How Not to Die, How Not to Die Cookbook, and How Not to Diet, all became instant New York Times bestsellers. All proceeds he receives from the sales of his books go to charity. On NutritionFacts.org, Dr. Greger reads through every issue of every English language nutrition journal in the world, so busy folks like you don't have to. There are videos on more than 2,000 health and nutrition topics, all free, no ads, no products to sell, with new videos and articles uploaded every day on the latest in evidence-based nutrition. In this episode, we discuss topics from his most recent book, How Not to Age, which is another New York Times bestseller and contains over 1,000 citations. We discuss autophagy, the blue zones, legumes, how cooking methods affect our health, whether fish is a health food, and how we can look younger and slow down skin aging. This is Dr. Greger's second time on my episode, so we will post a link to his previous visit. But thank you so much again for being here, and I hope that you enjoy the amazing Dr. Greger.
The information on this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not meant to replace careful evaluation and treatment. If you have concerns about your health or well-being, please consult a healthcare professional.
Dr. Michael Greger, welcome back to the show. What a pleasure to have you again.
Happy to be back.
You're a prolific author with so many amazing books. You have your new book, How Not to Age. It's fantastic. So much great information. So I wanted to launch straight into that topic. Is dying from old age an actual thing?
Dying from old age is not. There's no such thing. Based on a study of 42,000 consecutive autopsies, in every single case, centenarians, those over 100 years old, died of disease, not old age. Even those appeared perfectly healthy, the physicians thought they were healthy. When you actually do an autopsy, in every single case, they die from some disease, most commonly heart disease, the number one killer of men and women throughout earlier age brackets as well.
So really, when we want to think about living a longer life, we really need to be thinking about what increases our mortality, which is heart disease, the number one killer of men and women.
That is indeed the case. Although one could argue, the reason I wrote the news, so you said, wait a second, if everyone dies from disease, why wasn't How Not to Die all the longevity book anyone needs? Because, you know, I just go through, you know, each of the top 15 killers, talk about their old diet, may play in preventing, arresting, reversing each of our top 15 leading causes of death. And so it's like, why this aging book? Well, it turns out that many of our leading causes of death have as a common risk factor aging, such that even if all cancer was eliminated tomorrow, our average life expectancy would only go up about 3 years. You say, wait a second, how is that possible? Well, it's because, you know, the only reason you didn't die of a heart attack is because you died from cancer a month before. If you had lived another month, you would have died from the heart attack. And so if one age-related disease doesn't get you, another one will. So instead of playing whack-a-mole, trying to, you know, stop all these diseases individually, if we slow down the aging process, the hope is that we can slow down the rate of age-related diseases across the board.
Yeah, because when we think about aging and anti-aging, I think what most people are thinking about is looking 20 years old when you're like 80, or, you know, preserving everything. But really, we're looking at it more as longevity.
Yes, right. So both lifespan and health span, which is the period of time spent in good health, free from disease and disability.
What is autophagy and how is that related to aging?
Oh, yeah. Autophagy is one of the aging pathways, or in this case, an anti-aging pathway that I talk about in the book. It's considered the kind of the primary system for cleaning the body from the inside out, clearing away accumulated cellular debris that may contribute to the aging process. There are some food components that can suppress autophagy, which would be a bad thing, like acrylamide, which is concentrated in potato chips and french fries. And others, like spermidine, the antioxidants in coffee, can improve autophagy, help our cells kind of take out the trash. Other things that can boost autophagy is 60 minutes a day of moderate or vigorous aerobic activity. And so those are some of the recommendations I make for boosting that anti-aging pathway.
Yeah, and I like that you mentioned the acrylamide in french fries, fried potatoes, because when we look at what Americans eat, when you break it down to the vegetables that Americans eat, at least half of it is actually french fries.
Yeah, it doesn't really quite count, does it?
Okay, so you already talked about what activates autophagy. One of the things that we have been hearing about a lot recently is fasting or intermittent fasting. I know that you cover this in your book as well. But what are one of the disadvantages when you look at fasting by itself or autophagy?
Yeah, so fasting also boosts autophagy. Unfortunately, when you hear, you know, online about how, you know, you start fasting and you can boost autophagy within a matter of hours, all we have to do is like eat long overnight fast or something. Now, that's only the case if you're a rodent. Rodents have such fast metabolism that they boost autophagy very quickly. For people, it really takes 2 to 3 days of water-only fasting before we get an uptick in autophagy. And that's really too long to go unsupervised. We really shouldn't go more than a day or two without food, without doing it under medical supervision. It's not just kind of legalistic mumbo jumbo. When we start fasting, our kidneys go into sodium conservation mode, which is a normal reaction to fasting. And that's what normally happens. But if for whatever reason that breaks down, you can lose excess sodium, and without any sodium coming into your body, you could rapidly develop an electrolyte abnormality, which may only manifest with like vague symptoms like fatigue or dizziness. which you might dismiss until it's too late. So critically important to follow one's electrolytes if you are doing a long-term fast.
Okay. Why are the blue zones significant when it comes to aging?
Well, you know, only about 25% of the difference in lifespan between people is due to genetics. So for what we can do, around the majority of which we may have some control, we can turn to these blue zones. These are areas of exceptional longevity around the world where they have up to 10 times the rate of those reaching triple digits. The question is, you know, what lessons can we learn? They do have a number of healthy lifestyle characteristics like daily exercise and tend not to smoke, but plant-based nutrition appears to be the most critical component of blue zone longevity. They all center their diets around whole plant foods. So they're minimizing processed foods, meat, sugar, dairy, eggs, salt, maximizing fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, which are beans, split peas, chickpeas, and lentils, mushrooms, nuts and seeds, herbs and spices, basically real food that grows out of the ground. These are our healthiest choices.
I love that. And, you know, a lot of people have been arguing that it's not really a thing. And, there's a lot of people that for some reason are anti-beans. Beans are a highlight in this book, and I'm a bean pusher for sure. So tell me, why are legumes so powerful for decreasing mortality?
Yeah, in terms of anti-aging foods, according to data from the Global Burden of Disease Study, which is the largest systemic analysis of risk factors in history, funded by the Gates Foundation, the number one thing we can do in terms of netting the largest lifespan gains is to eat more legumes. I mean, that's the single most important thing we can do. Legumes for longevity, right? Hummus for health. So then number two is whole grains. Number three is nuts. So three of the top five most important impactful things we can do is things that we're actually not getting enough of. And then number four is eat less meat. And number five is drink less soda. Eating a burger appears to cut one's life as short as smoking two cigarettes. So if it wouldn't even occur to us to light up before and after lunch, maybe we should choose the bean burrito instead.
I am so happy that it's almost summer. It may seem like you're going to have lots of extra time to be lazy and spend lots of time in the kitchen, but let's face reality. Summer brings lots of traveling and spontaneous activities, and you don't want to be stuck planning meals, shopping for groceries, or laboring over a hot stove. Make life easy, like summertime, and try out Green Chef. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well, delivering pre-portioned and prepped quality whole foods with limited process ingredients. Green Chef sends organic, fresh produce and chef-designed recipes in every box for satisfying, nourishing, and convenient meals that make it easy to stick to a healthy living routine. Listen, you don't want to get home from your trip to an empty fridge and nothing to cook. You're tired, you're jet-lagged. The last thing you want to do is go to the grocery store. Green Chef is your summer lifestyle lifesaver. You can even take Green Chef meal kits with you to your vacation rental. Easy peasy. Find recipes for every lifestyle, including plant-based diets. Green Chef delivers quality whole foods with limited process ingredients, including low added sugar and sodium smart options. You get to choose from 80 plus flavor-packed options that allow you to take back time in your kitchen and have dinner ready within 30 minutes and lunch in 10. Try 15 plus new recipes every week. Here's the best part. Green Chef delivers everything you need to make convenient, wholesome, and delicious meals directly to your doorstep. Each meal kit includes pre-measured ingredients, as well as some produce that come already pre-chopped, and custom sauces that are pre-made in-house. They also provide the recipe cards, and the meals are very simple to make. It's a delicious, fresh, home-cooked meal without the hassle. What I love most about Green Chef is that it takes the stress out of cooking. The recipes are easy to follow and everything you need is included. So even less experienced cooks in your house can prepare a delicious home-cooked meal. We have loved using Green Chef in our household and it's perfect for any season, especially if you want fresh, home-cooked, healthy meals to put on the table. Don't let the summer vacation schedule throw you off your healthy eating lifestyle. Make it easy to stick to your healthy eating goals with Green Chef. Go to greenchef.com/IAMHUMAN50 and use code IAMHUMAN50 to get 50% off plus
20% off your next 2 months. That's greenchef.com/IAMHUMAN50 and use the code IAMHUMAN50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well.
It's summertime, which means more traveling, beach days, and a shift in our daily routines. It might mean you also get thrown off of your usual healthy habits. Well, having a green powder available that you can pack with you on road trips or overseas adventures can help you stay on track. That's where the Equilibria Daily Nutri-Greens comes in. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with products intended to bring your mind and body back in harmony. They consider themselves a by women and for women company. They now offer a nutrient-dense green powder called Daily Nutri-Greens. The Daily Nutri-Greens contain an immune antioxidant and detox blend along with prebiotics, probiotics, and over 35 fruits and veggies. It also contains other important nutrients such as B12, iron, zinc, and selenium. The Daily Greens are certified organic, and all you have to do is mix with water, but you can also easily add to your smoothies, your oatmeal, or even baked goods. The Daily Nutri-Greens are vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO. Another bonus is that the packaging is compostable. Yay! The Apple Banana Daily Nutri-Greens has a pleasant and mild flavor. It's easy to prepare and drink and doesn't leave any gritty aftertaste. When I drink it, I feel great afterward. It's really easy to create a daily ritual around your green drink, integrated into your daily self-care routine. A green powder is one way to fill the gap in your daily nutrition and is an easy and convenient way to get in your greens. These powders are a great way to add more nutrients into your diet during busy times, travel, and transitions in life when you don't have time or have access to fresh veggies. If you're interested in trying Equilibria Daily Nutri-Greens, head to myeq.com, that's myeq.com, and use code Dr. Yami, that's DRYAMI, for 15% off Equilibria's Daily Nutri-Greens and much more. That's myeq.com and use code DRYAMI at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
How can cooking methods affect our health? I know you brought up the acrylamide earlier, but what other things do we need to think about whenever we cook our food, whether it's plant food or animal products?
Yeah, we really should stay away from deep frying. In fact, frying in general, though it does kind of matter what you cook. In general, that's really the most important thing when it comes to cooking. Beyond that, you know, there are some, you know, small concerns about nutrient loss with overcooking, particularly if you're boiling vegetables and then throwing away the cooking water, you can lose significant nutrition. And so like pressure steaming is probably the best way to conserve nutrition, like putting in like an Instant Pot or something, but microwaving, very gentle way of cooking in terms of nutrient loss. But basically we should eat our, you know, fruits and vegetables in whichever way we'll get them to eat the most. If you like cooked broccoli, eat cooked broccoli. Like raw broccoli, eat raw broccoli. The most important thing is to, you know, stuff our face with as many fruits and vegetables as possible.
I love it. That's definitely what I say. So we don't want to fry things in oil for sure, but I know that you said that air frying doesn't seem to create as much of the toxic chemicals that frying in oil does.
Oh, right. So, it's not frying, right? We call it frying because it's like a marketing term. Air frying is a marketing term. It's really just kind of convection heat. Like we used to have these like convection toaster ovens it's the same kind of technology. So it's frying by name only. Yeah, it's really when you expose oil or any fats, including, you know, lard, tallow, to sufficiently high level, even of heat, even before the smoking point, it creates these kind of toxic components, some of which become airborne and form these carcinogenic fumes. Even like living next to a restaurant, which is, you know, with the vent exhaust from the kitchen, can reduce one's lifespan. And so, if you're going to do something like that, you should do it outside or something, at least get a little more ventilation going.
Yeah. Is fish a health food?
Well, it depends compared to what. right? I mean, fish, unfortunately, our oceans have essentially become humanity's sewer. Everything eventually flows into the sea. So you know, if we had a time machine to go back before the Industrial Revolution, that'd be one thing. But now the aquatic food chain accumulates the highest levels of chemical pollutants like DDT and PCBs and dioxins. In the U.S., hundreds of thousands of babies are born every year with brain damage as a consequence of their mothers consuming contaminated fish during pregnancy, with the resulting loss of intelligence estimated to cost our nation billions of dollars lost productivity every year. Now, look, a tuna sandwich would still be better than bologna, right? Processed meat was a Category 1 carcinogen, causing colorectal cancer. But, you know, a hummus wrap would be even healthier. Even just a 3% shift from fish protein to plant protein, you know, fish to falafel or something, is associated with a 6% decreased risk of premature death.
Yeah. I feel like that's just an important question. And obviously, it's compared to what every time. But I feel like we still have that mantra of everybody should be eating fish every week. But a lot of people don't realize that fish, even now, they're finding microplastics in fish too. So it's kind of like, you know, especially if we're looking at it just for the omega-3 fatty acid intake, there's probably better ways to acquire that, right?
Yeah, no. So you can get, these are essential fats. The fish don't make it either. We don't make it. The fish don't make it. We can make it from the short chain omega-3s in flax seeds and chia seeds and hemp seeds, walnuts, or we can get it preformed if we want those long chain omega-3s by getting an algae-based, a pollutant-free source. So an algae-based source of omega-3s, which really the fish get it from anyway. We just kind of cut out the middle fish.
Yeah. What is the number one risk factor for sustaining a fracture?
Oh, for a hip fracture?
For sustaining any fracture.
Oh, yeah. It's fall. It's fall risk. So only about 85% of age-related fracture risk, bone fracture risk, has nothing to do with bone mineral density. That's just been drilled into our heads by Big Pharma and a billion-dollar bone density screening industry. So most fractures are from falls, not osteoporosis. And so that's why lower limb strengthening exercises and balance training is extraordinarily effective in reducing fracture risk up to, you know, 74%. And that's way more effective than osteoporosis drugs, which can actually cause fractures, what are called atypical femoral fractures, as many as 1 in 300 users. That's where your femur, your thigh bone, the biggest bone in your body, just spontaneously snaps in half. You're just standing there and all of a sudden your femur snaps in half because of these drugs like Fosamax, some of these new injectable drugs. And so, better to reduce fracture risk, if possible, using non-pharmacological methods.
Okay, let's talk about the aesthetics because, like I said, when we think about anti-aging, we're thinking about looking young and beautiful for prolonged periods of time. So how can we look younger and slow down skin aging?
Well, the single most effective thing is to slow the sign of skin aging is really protect our skin from the sun. Although ambient air pollution also contributes, in terms of diet, the carotenoid nutrients in certain colorful fruits and vegetables are deposited in our skin and can offer this kind of healthy glow in both light and dark skin. Nutrients in greens can improve skin elasticity, collagen status, and facial wrinkles, perhaps due to this kind of inside-out sunscreen effect. Drinking extra water can improve symptoms of skin dryness and roughness. Honeybush tea can reduce eye wrinkles. Cocoa powder can increase skin thickness, elasticity, and decrease wrinkle severity. Almonds can decrease wrinkle severity, perhaps by increasing skin UV resistance. Ground flax seeds can improve skin smoothness. Soy foods can improve skin elasticity and fine wrinkles. In terms of topical treatments, so-called anti-aging creams really most work no better than simple moisturizers. The gold standard of anti-aging skin care includes a daily facial moisturizer with an SPF, a sun protection factor of at least 15. Sunscreen has been proven to prevent visible skin aging in randomized controlled trials. The few things that have been shown to be effective, one is topical vitamin C, another one is something called nicotinamide or niacinamide, both of which can, when applied topically to the skin, reduce wrinkles and sallowness. And you can make them yourself. I mean, you take 3 grams of bulk ascorbic acid, vitamin C, into 30 grams of water. Costs about a nickel per ounce. You go on Amazon, that would be over $100 per ounce, but you can make it 5,000 times cheaper yourself. You can do the same thing with niacinamide. You can get it in bulk And it basically mix 1.4 grams of bulk nicotinamide for every ounce of your favorite skin cream and apply it like a pea-sized amount to each side of your face. Again, this huge discount. Just don't get these into your eyes. Those are kind of the main things for both inside out and outside in, ways to keep your skin looking healthy.
I love that. So pretty easy, and also ways that we can make it less expensive. I have to say, I'm still shelling out the hundreds of dollars for my products, but maybe someday I'm going to try the cheaper way and try that out.
So. Make it your own. Get the kids involved. It's like a chemistry experiment.
I love it. All right. Well, Dr. Gregor, this has been fantastic. I'm going to ask you a few questions to wrap it up. Is there a goal or a dream that has evaded you, or something that you have left on your bucket list that you're willing to share with us?
Number one, New York Times bestseller list. I've got, so How Not to Age came in at number two. So close. So close. I'm hoping next one will bring me to number one.
Do you know what your next topic will be?
Yes. My next book is going to be called How Not to Hurt. It's going to be on using diet and lifestyle for pain management.
Will it also cover autoimmune diseases?
The painful ones, yes. So ankylosing spondylitis, rheumatoid arthritis, but something like multiple sclerosis tends not to be painful, so I probably won't be covering that. But, okay. You know, diabetic neuropathy, all sorts of good juicy stuff.
That's perfect, because chronic pain affects so many millions of people in our country.
And it's so devastating. And yeah. The options are, you know, led to an opioid crisis. I mean, there's just bad options all around. And so I'm going to see what we can do for kind of natural approaches.
You're welcome back on the show to talk about How Not to Hurt. We get you to the number one bestseller list.
It should be out December 2026.
Perfect. And what does it mean to be human?
What does it mean to be human? Well, in this day and age, it's kind of embarrassing to be a member of our species, since we're screwing so much stuff up on planet Earth. But at the same time, we also have the greatest capacity to make a difference, to make things better. So we should, we should look back to the inspiration of all the great human beings that have stood up, broken from the pack, and done amazing things to make the world a better place in this selfless act of service. And so we can be like those people instead of the, you know, just mindless consumers who are just contributing to the junk heaps of the world rather than trying to make the world a better place for our children.
Yes, I love that. Focusing more on the human spirit.
There we
versus
go.
Versus consumerism and materialism.
That's right. That's right. And for as long as we remain the dominant species before AI kills us all.
Well, at least it'll be kind of interesting. So we'll see how that evolves. Okay, Dr. Gregor, where can listeners connect with you, all of your content, as well as buy your books?
They can go to nutritionfacts.org, which is a free science-based public service where I put out free daily videos on the latest in evidence-based nutrition. What a concept. Thousands of videos on every health aspect, and with new videos and articles uploaded every day, and the latest in evidence-based nutrition. What a concept. No ads, no corporate sponsorship, not selling anything. Just put it up as a public service at nutritionfacts.org, and all the proceeds from the sales of all my books are all donated directly to charity. I just want everyone to enjoy the longest, healthiest life.
I love it. Dr. Michael Gregor, thank you so much for everything that you do. I appreciate you so much. Congratulations on your newest book, and I look forward to your next book.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to coming back on. Keep up the great work. I am Dr. Michael Gregor, and I am human.
Thank you for listening to another episode of I Am Human. I would be so honored if you subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. We love our listeners and take your feedback seriously. If you have questions or constructive feedback, you can email us at podcast@dryami.com. That's podcast@dryami.com. I am your host, Dr. Yami Cazorla Lancaster. I Am Human is produced by myself and Alejandra Parra. Graphics designed by Alejandra Parra. Music by Angela Sof with Glowbox Productions, and edited by the Castos Production Team. Remember, human, you are here for a reason.
have fun, explore, and live your life to the fullest.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.